بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شارف بله الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت الشاكي محمد اختصى بنا نور الله مرتده. The title is انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے.
انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو, جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو, راہ فنا سے راہبر راہ خدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. دیکھا اسی کو فائز منزل سلوک میں, دیکھا اسی کو فائز منزل سلوک میں, جو منزل مجاز سے بالکل جدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. پالا پڑا ہے جن کو تلا تم کی موج سے, پالا پڑا ہے جن کو تلا تم کی موج سے, گمراہ کشتیوں کے وہی نا خدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. تقریر میں اگر نہیں شامل ہے درد دل, تقریر میں اگر نہیں شامل ہے درد دل, صدہا صدا کے ساتھ بھی وہ بے صدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. راہ وفا میں آہ جو فانی نہ ہو سکے, راہ وفا میں آہ جو فانی نہ ہو سکے, کہلا کے با خدا بھی وہ نہ با خدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی, اہل جنوں کی صحبت, اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی, اہل خرد کو دیکھا کہ ان پر فدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو, جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو, راہ فنا سے رہبر راہ خدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے, شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمد صلی اللہ علیہ رسول الکریم. دس فیو ورڈس کیم ٹو مائی مائنڈ اے فیو ویکس اگو. آئی ای میل اٹ ٹو حضرت, حضرت آسک می ٹو ریڈ اٹ آؤٹ ان دا مجلس. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. آفٹر سیئنگ, لسننگ اینڈ بینگ وتھ حضرت, دا فالوئنگ ہیز کم ٹو مائی مائنڈ. ان حضرت's exercise there is more connection with Allah سبحانہ تعالی than in our salah. In Hazrat's sleeping and waking up, there is more connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in our tahajjud. In Hazrat's holidays, there is more connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in our hajj, umrah and tabligh. In Hazrat's looking at the ocean, there is more connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in our looking at Kaaba Sharif. In Hazrat's looking in the mirror, there is more connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in our looking at the green dome. In Hazrat's daily chores, there is more connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in our state of ihram. In Hazrat's eating, there is more connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in our fasting. In Hazrat's joking, there is more connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in our zikr. In Hazrat's talking, there is more connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in our dua. In Hazrat's walking on the road, there is more connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than our walking in a masjid. In Hazrat's reading articles on the creation, there is more connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in our recitation of Quran Kareem. In Hazrat's attending a walima or aqiqah, there is more connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in our attending a janazah. In Hazrat's looking at us, there is more desire to connect us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than our looking at Hazrat and wanting to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. First we'll translate and try and explain somewhat this very beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in which there are great lessons for us to learn. Anfas zindagi jo un par fida hue. Our breaths, anfas is the plural of nafas. Nafas is taking a breath. Those breaths of ours, that time of ours that we have sacrificed for Allah Ta'ala. Some buzurgs have written, if a person loves a life of about 60 years, really, if he was a pious person, dindar person, he only spent 1.5 years for the purpose of his zindagi. From 60 years, 15 years he was not baligh. So you take out 15, now you are left with 45. And that first 15 years are usually years of ghaflat, unmindfulness. Then the remaining 45 years, one third about of a person's life is spent in sleeping. So you take out another 15 years, so you are left with 30 years. One third roughly is spent in earning one's livelihood, etc. So you are left with 15 years. And our daily ibadat we make, it's about 2.5 hours. Our 5 times namaz, etc. That's an ordinary, a person who is nindar. So 10% of 15 years, 1.5 years. That time has went. And those are the real actual lives. That is the lifespan of a person, that for what Allah has created us. So out of 60 years, if we are dindar, Then 1.5 years we only gave for Allah. And the full 60 years, every moment, the breath that we are taking, the water we are using, Allah's land we are walking on, all Allah's ni'mats, and we only paid back so little. And that also, the quality of that, we all know what is the quality of that also. Therefore, buzurgs, many of them, once we went and meet, perhaps it was the last Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh in Rangoon. He was about 90 that time. And he was, according to people, his mind was not in order. So when we went, I asked him, Hazrat, aapki umar kitni hogi? How old must you be? So whether he was saying reality or because he was not in his mind properly, he said, 30 baras ki hogi. Maybe 30 years. It may be 30 years I spend in the remembrance and the purpose of my life. And that is really, many buzurgs, you ask them, how old are you? They don't say, I'm 60, I'm 70, I'm 80. But that number of years that we spend in the path, in the ibadat, in the obedience of Allah, for which Allah created us, the other is all wasted. If a person, you ask him, what's your bank balance? And he tell you, I lost 2 million here, and I lost 5 million there. That doesn't matter. What's your bank balance now? So our bank balance, our age balance, how much we spend in the path of, that I'm 80 and I wasted 80 years. So I did nothing. And if I spend 1 year in the obedience of Allah, that is. So this is, Hazrat says, those moments of ours, those breaths that we took for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and fasi zindagi jo in par fida hue, that we had sacrificed for Allah. What is the value of those breaths that have served the purpose for which Allah has created us? Shams aur qamar bhi saamne unke gada hue, in front of those moments which were spent correctly in the obedience of Allah, the sun and moon which are so great creations of Allah. Allah says, لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The creation of the heavens and the earth is even more greater, and with ta'keed, لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ, is even more greater than the creation of man. Man is ashraful makhluqat, but the creation of the heavens and the earth and the system of the heavens and the earth, Allah says here in this ayat himself, أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ, is even more greater than the creation of man. So the sun and moon, which are so great creations of Allah, that in front of those moments that were spent correctly in the ibadat of Allah, they also become mendicants and humble themselves in front, that we are also nothing compared to those moments that are spent in the obedience, in the fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So how valuable are those moments. And also, things are recognized and appreciated by the opposite. So when those moments are so valuable, think of those moments which are spent not only in ghaflat, unmindfulness, but in disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And how evil and how terrible are those moments which are spent in the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. When those moments which are spent in the pleasure of Allah are so valuable that the sun and moon also envy those moments, then those moments which are spent in the displeasure of Allah, how terrible are those moments. Jisne uthaya shaykh ke naaz e tareeq ko, that person who tolerated the naaz of the sheikh. Like, for example, to understand this, Hazrat Mirza Jani Jana rahmatullah alayh was very, very temperamental. His khalifa, afterwards he became his khalifa, his khadim, Sheikh Ghulam Rasool, was fanning him in those days with hand fan. So he was doing it very slowly. So Hazrat said, is this also some fanning? So slowly, you're hardly getting any wind. Then he went absolutely fast. And he said, you'll make me fly away just now. So then he said that, you can't please him this way, you can't please him that way. Hazrat had it. Hazrat said, get out, go out of the khanqa. Right? So, but when he tolerated all this, then he became the main khalifa of Hazrat Mirza Jane Jana rahmatullah alayh. So to tolerate the sheikh in his attitude, and many times, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh should go for his morning walks very, very particularly, and he should read his 3 suparas of Quran Sharif Tilawat in his morning walks he used to complete. And his khadim who used to walk with him, as they were walking, one day he told him there's a log across the road, across the path in the jungle. So Hazrat said, you think I'm blind? I can't see. They went further. When he didn't say anything, they came near another log. So he says, now you don't tell me there's a log. So to tolerate this and to understand this, what the wife's, her mizaj also, you can't please her. And she says, we can't please this husband. So to tolerate this, if the wife tolerates her husband and carries on, and her husband is happy with her, and she passes away, all the 8 doors of Jannat open for her. And she may enter from any of the 8 doors by tolerating. Tolerating the husband and tolerating the sheikh, how much more? So, jisne uthaya sheikh ke naaz e tareeq ko raah-e fana se rahbar raah-e khuda hue. From the path of fana, this dunya which is temporary, dunya which is nothing, it's just a mirage, this dunya. Like when you walk out in the outside, far away in the distance, you see water, but it's no water, it's just a mirage. This whole dunya is just a dream. And when Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَعُ الْغُرُورِ, it is only deception. And this is Allah's words, absolute words. When Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبُ, it is just play and time pass. It is nothing. So a person, when he tolerates the naz of the sheikh, then from this temporary, all this dunya, Allah makes him rahbar rahi khuda. He becomes a guide to guide people towards Allah Ta'ala. Those who tolerate it. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzub Rahmatullah Ali, Hadrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali was such a favorite. But on some point, Hazrat became angry, upset with him, ordered him to get out of the khanqa. He went out with his bathing and everything. And outside on the footpath, he spread out his bathing that he'll sleep there. And from there, he sent one piece of poetry to Hazrat. Kahi unki hukumat hai, kahi meri hukumat hai. In some way, it's his government. He owns the khanqah. He's got authority. He can do what he wants to. I'm a government man. I work for the government. He was working for the... And my government is here on the footpath. Here, nobody can stop me. So he said that here is my government. And 1-2 other lines he wrote. And he sent this to Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah. Maulana became so happy and at that time gave him khilafat also. So who tolerates and who doesn't become angry, but they take it as a treatment. And this is like taking bitter medicine which your doctor gives you. Sometimes doctor will give you sugar-coated pearls also. Sometimes he'll give you bitter medicine also. So this is that bitter medicine. And a person who takes the bitter medicine gets better. But some people don't like to take bitter medicine. Only what is the sweet medicine, that they take, or they take even extra. But what is the bitter medicine, they don't want to take it. You have to take this bitter medicine also. Dekha usi ko faiz manzil suluk mein, we have seen that only those people became who got the seat of authority in the path of suluk. In other words, they became real khalifas, not only by name, but who had Allah gave them the position that they were guiding other people. They became sahib majlis, people became murid to them. And all this not just in name and that, just in customary way, but actually Allah uses them now to guide people. Who are those people? Jo manzil majaz se bilkul juda hue, who separated themselves totally from this dunya, the temporary dunya. All this glitter and glamour of dunya, fashion, sports, time pass, going out, outings, partying, all these things of dunya, who separated them from that. These people Allah made them, and they became leaders in actual way, in actual path, in this path of suluk, and they guided other people. Allah used them to guide people towards Allah Ta'ala. Pala para hai, jinko talatun ki maut se, those people who had to face a lot of odds and odds in this world, difficulties, hardships came their way. We ask for afiyat, but whom Allah wants to take to a high stage, He puts them to various tests. A person who doesn't want to write matric exams, how will he enter university? A person who doesn't want to study at university, how will he get his degrees? But those who tolerate it and they go through all that hardship, all that studying, this is just an example, they go to higher levels. So like that, people who don't want to go through difficulties, nobody must speak bad about me. Nothing must go wrong in my life. Those people don't understand the realities. Those who go through difficulties and hardships, and we have seen over and over, we feel very sorry, and rightfully we should feel sorry. The mother of 5-6 children passed away when they were just 5, 6, 8, 10 years old. And now they grow, growing up without the mother. Or sometimes the father passes away, leaving 6, 8 children who are small, ranging from 2 to 15. And the mother goes through difficulties and those children go through difficulties. But we have seen these children shine out in life. And those who grew up with their parents and with lot of wealth and they got spoiled, they know where you go in the life. Though they had all the facilities, all the enjoyments, everything, but you don't see them anywhere in life. They are spoiled. They become delinquents. They don't enjoy life. Those who went through hardships. So like that in life generally, those who face lot of odds, pahala parahi jinko talaqum ke maut se, those people who face lot of odds in their life, gumra kashtiyo ke wahi na khuda huye. They were the ones who became the pilots of those ships that were lost at sea. Not only they guided their own sea, they guided many other ships. In the storms of the sea, ships got thrown away this side, that side. The compass went out of order. They don't know any direction. But it was these people who guided those ships also. In other words, people who were in this world, who were in great, great sin, who were in evil, who had problems. These people are such that they managed to guide those people and show them also the path. Taqreer mein agar nahi shamil hai dard de dil, if in your bayan, there isn't, your heart is not attached in your bayan. There is no love, only big words, shining words, very fancy words also, and that also in a very nice singing tone, or all in a fancy a speech that is given like that. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali himself says, before he became bad to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to give his bayans, he was in Kanpur that time. He says, I also used to shake quite a bit giving my bayans, like with signs and everything. How we find lecturers, how they got the style in their bayan. And he says, the minbar should also shake. The masjid should also shake. But no effect on the hearts of the people. But when I became the to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, I should sit quiet. Words I should choose and softly and slowly say my words. There was no all that style and design and all that in my bayan. But earthquakes should come on the hearts of the people. The effect of it. So that is, taqreer mein agar nahi shamil hai dard de dil, if the heart is not together joined in that bayan. Sadha sada ke saad bhi, wo bhi sada huye. With hundreds of shouting and such lecturers, at the top of their voice, they giving bayan also. Shouting loudly also. But with all that shouting, there is no shouting. Nobody hears anything. In other words, it doesn't enter the heart of anyone. It is all just a big show. And just to impress people, which unfortunately has become not only in the masjid today, but go on YouTube and see what and what you don't see. What ulama, all the photos are there, and the bayans are videoed, and they are put on YouTube for who? To impress people. All these things that has got no effect whatsoever. And our aslaf and our akabir, their bayans, simple, straightforward. Just audios, even if they are on website, that they have got effect on people. But these ulama, and dressed up also, properly dressed up. And not only dressed up, with makeup also. Because they are appearing now on YouTube, with the videos, the amama is in style, and everything, the clothing is in style. And we see this, what's happening on all this. So this is all just one big show. It has got no effect whatsoever. Sadha sada ke saad bhi, wo be sada hue. That lot of shouting and screaming and all the showing off, there is nothing in it. It's empty, completely empty.
Rahe fana me ah jo fani na ho sake.
This is the path of fana, to annihilate yourself. That person who is walking the path of suluk, that you must annihilate yourself, but he doesn't annihilate himself.
Kehla ke ba khuda bhi na wo ba khuda hue.
Though people will also say he's a big buzurg, big hazrat, but he's no big buzurg. He's nothing whatsoever. If the reality doesn't come and he's just a show on the tongue, then the people also can say that he's a big buzurg, etc. But he is nothing.
Kehla ke ba khuda bhi na wo ba khuda hue. Ehli junoo ki sohbate akhtar ji ne mili.
Those people who got the company of ehli junoo. Juno, made people who are made in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Those who are fortunate and they found such a sheikh who was made in the love of Allah Ta'ala, made in the love of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, Quran Sharif, Hadith, etc. Ehle Khirat ko dekha ke un par fida huye.
We saw people of brains also sacrificing themselves in front of such people.
Great, great ulama, who are ulama. Hazrat Maulana Habib al-Rahman Azami, the muhaddis of the time, what a great alim. Hazrat Maulana Ali Mian Sahib, what a great alim of Lucknow. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, we saw they used to come by Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratapgari and sit very humbly there and beg of duas. People of brains, great brains. Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali. He came and how he humbled himself in front of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And myself I saw Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan al-Nadawi, Maulana Ali Mian Sahib in Medina Sharif coming to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's majlis every day after Fajr and sitting so humbly. Whereas in the world, Oxford University, Cambridge University, Maulana should go there and give lectures. Those people used to fall at his feet. The whole Arab world used to fall at his feet. But when he used to come to Hazrat Shaykh, he used to sit down very, very humbly. People of brains also, they became sacrificed on those people who were Ahle Junoo ki sohbat, Akhtar ji ne mili. Those people who got the company of the Ahle Junoo. The people who are madly in love with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities and let us not be deceived with a false front, our own false front. Let us realize and come to reality with our lives, inshallah. Here is another question that was put to our Shaykh. Dil chahta hai ke haseeno se mustaqil doori ki taufeeq naseeb ho. This is, mashallah, many of our friends write and everyone has got it in his heart that I wish that from the beauties of this dunya, woman of this dunya, street woman, etc., that I must be totally separated from them. I mustn't think of them. I mustn't look at them, nothing. Aur Hazrat Wala ki inabati Allah ka koi zarra naseeb ho jaye. And our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah, what great connection he had with Allah Ta'ala. He says, if I could have one speck of that, one atom of that connection which Hazrat has got with Allah, if I also can get that connection. So Hazrat writes in the reply, jawab, Allah ka shukar hai, ki jo apni taufeeq se mujhko bhi inayat ata farmata hai. Hazrat says that I make shukr to Allah that by His taufeeq He gives me this connection with Him. And that always I'm thinking about Him. Always I'm talking about Allah Ta'ala. Allah has granted me this. It's not my achievement. It is by the taufeeq of Allah that Allah has given me.
Mizaj aashiqana to mera bhi hai.
And this we heard Hazrat many times to say, that I also have got a very romantic nature. Hazrat himself, he says, my nature is very romantic, and all that goes with romance, and all that is a great part of my life.
Lekin dil ko, aur jism ko, aur nazar ko, haseeno se bachata hoon.
But I protect my heart, I protect my body. I protect my gazes from woman. I don't go anywhere near woman. I don't look at them. My heart also I completely, I've got, and this is a greater mujahada, when your nature is so romantic. And now you don't, if your nature is not romantic, no mujahada, no effort to make to keep away from woman, but you've got a strong desire. And yet you keep away, this is a great, and on that you get great results and marks from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And this we saw Hadrat how many times. Once we were leaving the Khanqa in Karachi, and my family was with, Papa was also with, we were going in a kumbi, and the kumbi was parked a little 3-4 meters from the entrance of the masjid. And Papa was sitting already, Hadrat came in, see me off at this, was Hadrat's great akhlaq and kindness and muhabbat. And then I was there by the kumbi, Hadrat said, I won't go near the kumbi. And the 3-4 meters also I won't walk. So I came backwards to Hadrat. Then he met me. Hadrat said, where there are women, I won't go near there also. So in this way, so Hadrat says that you want that inabat in Allah, then see what am I doing, you know, where I got it from. Which Allah out of his tawfiq gave me, that I have this in my nature, and I've got a very strong nature of romance. In my nature is such, but I keep my body away from women. I keep my eyes away from women. I keep my thoughts away from women. To hi hifazat hoti hai. Only then can a person be protected. Isi par aap bhi amal kare. You also make amal. You want it? This is the path of it. It's not just going to, like in our airplane they announce that if there is a shortage or unlikely event of shortage of oxygen, oxygen masks will fall from the ceiling. So yeah, it isn't that just love of Allah is going to fall. You'll have to work for it. And even that oxygen mask, you'll have to put it onto you. You'll have to put it properly on your nose. You'll have to put the straps around your head properly. So you will have to make effort. So this inabat ila Allah, Allah will give it. But you also stay away from looking at women, thinking about women, being near women. And then you will also get it. Another condition a person wrote, ek dusre talib ilm ko jisko kharab mahol ki wajah se guna se bachne mein sakht dushwari pesh aa rahi thi. Another student of deen, and because a very bad environment existed wherever he was, whether it was in that town, whether it was in that boarding, etc., and he couldn't stay away from some very bad environment there was. جس کی وجہ سے گناہ کی شدید رغبت پیدا ہو گئی تھی. Because of which a great desire of committing sin had come in him. یہ جواب تحریر فرمایا. To that student حضرت wrote, علم دین کا مکمل درس نظامیہ فرض کفایہ ہے. To learn the complete of deen, all the details how in the علوم it's taught is فرض کفایہ. It is فرض on a few individuals. Like janaza namaz, so many people go that can be sufficient. For the janaza namaz, it's the rest of the people, the guna is off them. For itikaf in Ramzan is sunnat alal kifaya. Sunnat muakkada alal kifaya. If one person also sits, all the others will be absorbed also. If nobody sits, all will be sinful. So if nobody becomes an alim, and there's no alim in a community, the whole community is sinful. If they are, according to the size of the community, one alim is enough for them, they produce one alim is sufficient. If the bigger the community, you need 2-3 alims, there are 4-5 masjids, every masjid must have an imam, then they have to have so many. So, Hazrat said, to acquire knowledge is farz al-farze kitaya, not farz on every individual. It is farz on the community that they see, they produce so many alims which are sufficient for them. اور حرام سے بچنا فرض عین ہے. And to stay away from حرام is فرض on every individual. اس لئے فوراً ایسا ماحول چھوڑنا فرض ہے. Therefore, to leave such an environment where you are being terribly, it's pushing you towards sin, and you're going to get involved in sin, it is فرض to leave such an environment immediately. This only people of deep understanding can understand this and give such rulings. جہاں قوم لوط سے جیسے فیل سے نہ بچ سکے. A place where like the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, homosexuality, sodomy, If there is that environment and you can't, you are facing, you are coming in a position where you can't save yourself, it is for us to leave that environment. To acquire knowledge there is not for us. That is for the kifaya. And to save yourself from this person is for the ayn.
تعجب ہے کہ پاخانہ کھانے سے نفرت نہیں ہوتی.
The Hazrat says, I'm surprised that eating of stool, it's not detestable to you. Hazrat explains,
جہاں سے پاد نکلے, بدبودار اور گھو نکلے, from where winds come out, stinking winds come out, from where stool comes out, اس جگہ سے رغبت ہو.
You have got a desire for such a place where this dirty stool and dirty filth comes out.
لعنت ہو ایسے خبیث شوق اور ذوق پر.
The curses of Allah for such a detestable desire that a person has.
اور اللہ تعالی اس لعنتی بیماری سے سب کو بچائے.
May Allah save everyone. And today this has become a past in governments. Same-sex marriages, they are passed in governments and they are looked up as wonderful acts, and people fight for them and march for these things.
Is talib ilm se kaho ke khuda ke liye apne haal par raham kare.
Hazrat says, say to the student, for Allah's sake have mercy upon yourself.
Warna sari zindagi usko log zaleel samjhenge.
Otherwise the whole life people will look at you with great disgrace, and you will be humiliated very terribly. That stigma will be on you that you committed this sin, and whole life you're going to suffer with that.
فاعل اور مفعول دونوں ایک دوسرے کی نگاہ میں بھی قیامت تک کے لیے ذلیل ہو جاتے ہیں.
The person who does this act and the person on whom this act is done, both are humiliated and disgraced till قیامت.
حسین لڑکوں سے دوری عیناً وقلباً وقالباً اشد ضروری ہے.
Boys, they are young boys that are handsome and good looking, to stay away from them by your eyes and with your heart and with your body is absolutely essential. Don't ever come near, and especially small boys, which people, parents also don't understand. Those small boys that are, especially if they're staying in a hostel, in a boarding, or even if they're not staying, those who are so nice, good looking, handsome, one of the best solution to save them is to keep the hair totally cut off. To shave the head so that there is no beauty left. But today parents were also like that beauty. Hair is zina. Hair is beauty. A woman's particular beauty, which is in her face also, her hair also has got a great share in her beauty. Her locks in her hair, her long hair, etc., the style of her hair enhances her beauty tremendously. So for the small boys, so that they, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says in his Darul Uloom, when Hazrat himself was in charge, he should have the hair of the small boys totally cut, shaved 4 knots. Mothers used to phone and be very angry, and they should be very upset with Hazrat. Hazrat said, I'm doing it for your benefit. Your son, if he is misused by somebody, imagine what disgrace, what pain, what difficulty, what humiliation he goes through. Now this little bit, his hair being cut off, and he will get tremendously saved from it. Because then that beauty is not there, that attraction is not there. But people today only look at superficial things. Just superficially, this little outward beauty, we can't look a little below the surface. We can't understand, we don't have insight. We don't have in-depth eyes today. We just outwardly all fashion, the boy must be cute, the girl must be, how many children get raped? Small children get raped. And for what? Who? Family members. Close family members rape them. And this is an occurrence internationally and all the time. So wise are those people who, Allah made them beautiful, that they as far as possible remove that beauty and at the same time also control and look after those children. This is a very important thing.
فَلَا تَقْرَبُوا پَرْ عَمَلْ ہی سے فَلَا تَفْعَلُوا رَحْ سَكْتَا ہے.
That when you are not close, either with your eyes you are not close, with your heart you are not close, with your body you are not close, then you will be لَا تَفْعَلُوا. You won't fall into the haram acts also.
اور جو تقربو ہوگا وہ تفعلو ہوگا.
And that person who will go close, he will get involved. Yeah, Islam's beautiful principle again is that don't light the fire and you don't have to look after yourself. And in the West, their principle is light the fire but look after yourself. When the fire is lit and now you get attracted to the fire, you're going to burn. And what does it mean that the fire? Young boys and girls are made to sit together in class. They are made to play together. They are made to examine one another's bodies also. They are made to go for excursions together. They are made to sleep together. But you mustn't do anything wrong. Right? When all the temptation is there, how can Islam says don't allow to be near. Boys and girls must be separate. Don't let them play together. Let keep them separate. So there is no occasion of guna. In this way a person will get saved. Meri kitab ruh ki bimariya, isko parne ko do. That my kitab, Hazrat says, the illnesses of the ruh, spiritual illnesses, tell him to read that kitab of mine. Zikrullah ka ihtimam kare. And tell him to be very particular with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The zikr of Allah Ta'ala produces nur. And when this nur comes, then a person doesn't want to lose that nur. It is like a person is living in a tent shanty. He's got no lights there, no power. So if the lights go off, he doesn't even know they went off. Because he hasn't got. But if he makes like zikr, that means he now, he applied for lights connection. Now he's got light, nur. Now if the lights go off, he knows it immediately. Now his fridge is not working, his fan is not working, he's having difficulty. So by zikrullah, nur will come in the heart. Now when a person commits sin, he'll realize my nur is gone. But still he doesn't make zikr. That person commits sins also, but he doesn't realize that they have switched off the power and there is no nur in my heart. So zikrullah will create. And when you make zikrullah regularly and nur comes in your heart and perchance you commit sin, what happened? Why my lights are cut off? Why my fridge is not working? Why my lights are not working? Because of my guna. So you go and pay your account. And you settle your account, you make tawbah istighfar. Your connection will come back again. So zikrullah is very, very important. And regularly and with concentration, then that nur will come in the heart. Then when a person commits guna, he will feel the darkness in his heart. But a person who doesn't make tilawat, doesn't make zikr, he commits gunas and he doesn't even think about it. Guna of the eyes, guna of the tongue, swearing, backbiting, all terrible gunas, anger, etc., jealousy. He doesn't feel anything. If he's got nur, then he will feel it. And then he will want his light back again. He'll want power back. He'll make tawbah istighfar. May Allah give us proper understanding. And may Allah Ta'ala grant us these realities, inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, Hazrat has explained another very beautiful point. Salat-e-Eidain ke liye raaston ko badalne ke asraar. It is one of the sunnats of the two Eid namazes is that you should go to the Eidgah with one road and return on a different road. Why has this been? What's the wisdom? What's the hikmat that you must change your roads? And quite a few points Hazrat has written. An Jabirin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha kana yawmu eidin khalafa at-tariq. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, when it was the day of Eid, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to the Eidgah by one route and return with a different route. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Eid ke din Eidgah ko jis raaste se tashreef le jate to waapsi par dusre raaste se tashreef le aate. Miqat jild 100 par Hazrat Mulla Abi Qari rahmatullah alayhi ne hasb zail asrar is sunnat ke nabawi ke arkam farmaye hain. Great scholar Hazrat Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah ali has written these 13 points. What are the wisdoms? Why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose two different routes? One, dono raston ke basne walon ko sulaha ki mulaqat aur didar ki barakat milenge. One is there are pious people on this road also. pious people on that road also. So you'll have an opportunity of meeting with them and seeing them. That is also a great ibadah. So two different paths you go. Second, dono raston ke logo ko masail maloom karne ke liye mauka milega. And on both paths, if you're an alim, then people will see Maulana is coming, they want to ask a masala, they'll have the opportunity, more people will have the opportunity. And if you're not an alim, and ulama on this road, ulama on that road, you have got masail to ask, you'll have the opportunity to ask them. Zikrullah ki isha'at hogi. And when going for Eid namaz, we should read the takbir. In Eid al-Adha, read the takbir loudly. And Eid the other Ramzan Eid, read it softly, but more zikr. More places there will be zikr. And many people are going, all are taking different routes. The zikr of Allah Ta'ala will be much more. Kuffar ke kaid se tahaffuz aur ihtiraz hoga. And you will be saved by the planning and plotting of the kuffar. You are going on different routes. So they may be plotting something against you here, but you're taking a different route, so you escape that. Yani dusre raste par ijtema'e kuffar aur inke saazish ka khatma hoga. That is that now the kuffar, if they are planning anything, individually, collectively, by you changing your route, you will get saved of that. And this is a very, very valuable point in many things. For example, don't do your banking on the same day and go to the same bank all the time. Very soon, the people who are watching, they will know that. So change all the things. A person who keeps his things secret and a person who keeps on changing his things is saved very greatly from the plotting and planning of his enemies. But a person who's got a very fixed, rigid plan, the crooks also pick it up very quickly, and they know exactly, and many, many of the robberies that take place is because of this fixed pattern of ours. If we change our pattern all the time, we leave home sometimes this time, sometimes that time, sometimes take this route, sometimes take that route, a person gets saved very greatly from the planning and plotting of thieves, of robbers, of enemies, etc. Do raston mein jo dahni taraf hoga, usko ikhtiyar karne se al-ayman pal-ayman ki sunnat hogi, ada hogi. And on both the paths, the ones that you are going and the one you are coming, and it is sunnah to walk on the right side of the road. If there isn't anything stopping you, then always walk on the right side of the road. So on different roads, the right side you will be walking, and you will be making amal on the sunnah. So different roads, if it's the same route, then you won't get that sunnah. But using different roads. Taweel raaste ki intikhab se sawab aqdam mein izafa hoga. And by choosing a long route, the more steps you will take, if you are healthy, you can manage, by all means you should do that. So you get the sawab of taking more steps going for namaz. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to take short steps, so that the number of steps can be increased and they can get more greater reward. Aur waapsi par mukhtasar raaste ki intikhab se chal ghar par waapsi ki sunnat ada hogi. And by choosing a short route when returning, you will get the sawab of returning home quickly, which is also a sunnah. Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, finish your namaz, return home quickly. So choosing, going for namaz, take a long route. So more steps you will take going for namaz, more sawab. And it is sunnah to return home quickly after namaz, so choose a short route. So different routes, one long route, one short route. دونوں راستوں کے فقراء پر صدقہ کرنا آسان ہوگا. When you choose two different roads, the poor people on those roads, more you will get poor people and whom you can give sadaqah. On going time, these people coming back on the people who are staying on the other road. اخیر پر گواہوں کے لیے دو راستے. Khair par, gawao ke liye do raaste. And for goodness, there also you will have more witnesses. The one of the four records of our amal is by the ground. Wherever we do any deed, good or bad, that piece of ground records it. So this road will also record that you went for namaz. That road will record that you came back from namaz. So more witnesses you will have for your benefit. دونوں راستوں کے قبرستانوں کے زیارت اور ایصال ثواب کا موقع ملے گا. And today it's different, but in the days of before, قبرستان used to be more on. So one قبرستان is on this road, one قبرستان is on that road. As you pass, you read duas for them, you make ایصال ثواب. So for both قبرستان you get the opportunity of making ایصال ثواب and making dua for them. منافقین کو دو راستوں سے مسلمانوں کے شاندار نقل و حرکت باعث غیظ الغیظ ہوگی. And those who are hypocrites and who showing that they are Muslims but they are not actually Muslims, when they will see huge amounts of Muslims going on this road, coming back on that road, their anger will increase, anger upon anger. And to increase their anger is also an act of ibadah, so that they can burn themselves to ashes. No problem. So by choosing two different roads, they say, and their children also speak, oh, so many people went today here. So many people went here. And they anger and they burn themselves to ashes. التفاول بتغيير الحال. And also, whatever your condition, sometimes this is also one part of deen. That, like for example, you want to, you got a court case, and a person you meet on the road, his name is Success. His name is some words like that of success, and you take good meaning of that. I'll be successful here in this mission of mine, this court case. So by changing roads also is a changing of condition, that your bad condition changes into a good condition. So that is also part of mean, that you change your routes, and by that you take that my condition will also change. I've got this despondency, I've got this lethargy in me. By changing my routes, Allah will change my condition also. دو راستوں سے اجدہام کی کثرت کی کلفت سے نجات ہوگی. And when taking different routes, then traffic jams of human beings, of cars, that will be also reduced. If all are just using the same road, going and coming, there will be a lot of congestion. Some use this road, some use that road, then the congestion is also eased. دو راستوں سے طبیعت میں نشاط اور سرور کا اضافہ ہوگا. There is also part of deen that a person feels nice and happy, and there's also no boredom, the same road again. The same houses he's seeing, he uses a different route, and now he feels also more happy and more comfortable. So there are great, great benefits and great, great wisdoms in choosing two different routes, but the basic thing that it is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we choose two different routes because they are the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were reading in Ma'arif-e-Matnavi how Hazrat Manana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi came in contact with his sheikh Hazrat Maulana Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayhi. Maulana Rum rahmatullah alayhi till that time was a great, great alim, and great, great, not students, ulama used to stay with him to benefit from him. Further, he says, Maulvi Rumi petha fazle khuda, and Allah Ta'ala was special favors on Maulana Rum rahmatullah alayhi. غیب سے امداد کا سامان ہوا, and from the unseen Allah had made the means to let him rise even much. He was a great alim, very great alim, he had great position, great respect, but Allah made him to rise even higher. کام سب کا فضل سے ہوتا ہے آہ, all work that is done is only by the fazl of Allah. It's not your intelligence, not your hard work, nothing, but by the kindness and mercy of Allah Ta'ala. بے کرم کچھ بھی نہیں ہوتا ہے آ, without the karam of Allah, the mercy of Allah, nothing can be done. You yourself, you try, we must try, we are not faithless, we do nothing. We have to try, but our yaqeen must be, it's only by the fazl and the karam and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. کرنا ہو
bandaga fazle niha. If Allah Ta'ala's hidden mercy and kindness is not upon His servants, koi ja wasil ho kab ta shahi ja. When can anyone reach back to Allah Ta'ala? It's only when Allah opens the ways, puts it in your heart, you must walk this path. And Allah makes this path easy for you, then only you can walk this path. Otherwise, you cannot. Look at our brother Jafar from where in Australia? And Australia also, which corner of Australia? For him to come right from there and spend time in the Khantaya is only the puzzle of Allah. It isn't anything that we have, that we wanted to. And from him we should learn a lesson from where he has come to spend time in the Khanta. We who are here, we got no time to spend time in the Khanta. And he has come from so far and solely to spend time in the Khanta. And to, this is when Allah wants to. Allah chooses a person. We are right here, we haven't got time. We don't get the tawfiq is the main thing. But he, from so far, Allah brought him all the way. 40 hours travel he can journey. From where to where? From where he is to Brisbane. From there to Singapore. From there to Dubai. From there to here. How tired, even a young man gets tired in there. But all this is when it is from Allah Ta'ala. گر نہ ہو در بندگا فضل نہا کوئی جا واصل ہو کب تا شاہ جا غیب سے سامان رومی کا ہوا. And مولانا روم رحمت اللہ علیہ, اللہ made for him also this opportunity and opened the door for him. شمس تبریزی نے کی حق سے دعا. شمس تبریز was a burning ball of fire of the love of Allah. He made dua to Allah Ta'ala. اے خدا جو آگ میرے دل میں ہے. Oh Allah, that fire which is in my heart, that fire of your love which is in my heart, dil mein hai, jo taraf is neem jaan bismil mein hai, and that restlessness which is in this, like a fowl when it is half slaughtered, and it got up and it ran away. It's not dead, it's not alive. And how wild it's running around, half slaughtered. A person in the love of Allah is in that condition. This was how Shams Tabriz was all the time. Like a half-slaughtered fowl, restless in the love of Allah. All the time he was just burning in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Aatish hajj jo mere seena mein hai, this fire of truth of the love of Allah which is in my heart. As ata jo kuch bhi ganjina mein hai, and whatever you have given me in the safe of mine, the treasures, pearls, diamonds of your love which you have put into my heart. Eh khuda milta koi banda mujhe. I'm looking for a person where I can transfer this. Jo sahi maano mein ho laiq tere. Who truly is in that position, who will take this amanat, who will carry this amanat. I'm looking for somebody to put this love of mine, of yours, my love for you into his heart. Give me somebody like that. Ishke haq se uska seena pur karo. And I fill his heart with the love of Allah Ta'ala. Aur sadaq ko uske mein par dur karo. And the sadaq, the pearl which is kept in a, what you call it? Oyster. Yeah, his oyster, in other words his heart. Take this pearl, I take this diamond of your love, and I put it into his oyster, I put it into his heart. Meri aatish ka tahammul jo kare. I want such a person who can tolerate and carry this burning fire of your love. Not everyone can carry that. I want that person who will be able to manage to carry this. Koi banda mujhko ab aisa mile, oh Allah, give me such a person. Who is such a person who can carry this. Maybe this nisbat mein jo soz ishq hai, and in my share, that burning love of yours which I have got, dil mein goya kuhe tur ishq hai. It is like the mountain of tur, filled with love that is in my heart. Great love of yours, but now I'm leaving this world. I don't want to be buried with this love of yours. I want somebody whom I can give it. And as we will read in front, Allah chose Maulana Room Rahmatullah Ali. And Hazrat explains that how Maulana, how the meeting took place, and how then Maulana Room carried this love of Allah until today. After 1,000 years, this love of is still being decimated.
in the world, and it is distributed and given to people. May Allah give us a full share of that also. Inshallah. Come forward. पहले बैठ करा ले या पहले जिक्र कर बैठ करा ले अच्छा बैठ करा लेते हैं बैठ इज रियली दैट ए पर्सन वांट्स टू मेक हिज इस्लाह दैट इज बैठ एंड अ पर्सन हु बिकम्स बैठ दैट ही डिक्लेयर्स टू हिमसेल्फ टू अल्लाह ताला दैट आई एम गोइंग टू मेक माय इस्लाह एंड द शेयर ही डिक्लेयर्स टू अल्लाह आई विल गाइड यू दैट इज व्हाट इज कॉल्ड बैठ इन द ट्रू सेंस. Otherwise, just a formality, customary, you don't understand and you don't get the benefit. This is Islah that is in. And the minute Islah is made, the heart is clean, Allah Himself comes in that heart. And in which heart Allah comes, what to say then? Well, what enjoyment, the object of life, the purpose of life, enjoyment of life is understood, inshallah. Now, when you become that, you're a student. So there isn't anything much to do. Your main wazifa is your studies, to study properly. But besides that, the morning zikr we make, join in the morning zikr and keep contact. And if you have any questions to ask, ask questions. Otherwise, concentrate on your studies. That is the main wazifa, inshallah. Put your hand. I'll read the khutbah. After that, you repeat what I said. Must be repeated. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'afiruhu. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor. Particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform Hajj, to be always conscious of my Islah and Reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya and the Naqshbandiya and the Qadariya and the Soharwardiya O Allah, by the barakah of all the buzurgs, of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my ba'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, wat afiyat, izzat, rahat, salamati and aman. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah Ta'ala accept, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Sami'na wa ta'na hufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masjid. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب.
Those brothers going in suffer tomorrow, can they just come forward for a few minutes?